Peter Bone. It's recommended a six-week suspension, which, if confirmed by the House of Commons, would trigger a vote which might see his constituents boot him out of office. He's called the complaint by a member of his staff going back to 2012 false. A Hamas official says there's no truth to reports the Rafah border between Egypt and Gaza is to open today. It would see aid supplies get into the territory. The crossing was shut following airstrikes in response to an attack by militants, which killed hundreds of Israelis. Palestinian political analyst Noor Oldays reacted to Israel's ambassador to the UK's claims there isn't a humanitarian crisis in Gaza.
Cutting off water and electricity and fuel, which has been described as barbaric and a crime against humanity in other situations, is exactly what her government is doing in Gaza. And UN organizations are talking about Gaza running out of life.
The Justice Secretary will reveal his plan later to ease pressure on prisons in England and Wales. Under Alex Chalke's new proposals, more foreign offenders would be sent back to their home countries and banned from returning to the UK. Former Justice Secretary Sir Robert Buckland says it's a good idea but will be difficult to achieve.
If we can reach specific deals so that countries of origin recognise these individuals, then it could happen. The problem is that so many countries just do not recognise these people as their national.
The second named storm of the season will bring impactful heavy rain and strong winds to the UK from Wednesday. The Met Office says it's called Storm Babbitt. And Gloria Gaynor's approved Madonna's version of her hit, I Will Survive. She performed it in London at the weekend, months after Madge got a serious bacterial infection and postponed the tour she's now on. That's the latest. I'm Laura Safe.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thanks very much to Laura.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Now the weather today, sunny intervals and a gentle breeze. There's a little bit of sunshine here in Brentwood, but feeling cooler outside. I haven't got any socks on today with my trainers, and my feet are feeling a bit cold, so just be aware. Tomorrow, not off my toes of the temperature, I mean. Tomorrow will be 15 degrees, sunny and a moderate breeze, and it will be lovely tomorrow by the looks of it. Temperatures getting up to about 18 degrees during the week, which is good, but it's a little bit unsettled.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
This is Calvin Harris and The Weeknd with Over Now.
You know you play the victim every time. I know you get in turns every time. Again, your girls ain't trying to get me off your mind. The same ones who be hitting on my line. They're not your friend. I need you to know that we ain't ever gonna go back. This time it got so bad. It's best for me, it's best for you. I need you to know that. Try to love you, but I force that. All signs we ignore that. And it's not the same. Cause it's over now. Oh yeah. Don't get too confused when it's over now. Oh yeah. Now coming back around. It's over now. Oh. So I take this just a
love local radio. It's like spending time with a friend.
I love local radio because it's radio and it's local.
I absolutely love local radio. It is the best way to stay in touch with what's going on in your area. So stay tuned.
Of Spice Girls or just Melanie C, still out there, still doing music and doing lots of DJing as well. She's all over the place, lucky her. And you've obviously seen that. If you've not seen any of the Beckham's documentary, I'm really enjoying it because I remember all those that time when I was quite into football at the time. I remember sitting there with a group of friends in London and we were watching that game. I think it was Argentina, wasn't it? Where Beckham got sent off, and then you knew that he wasn't going to be playing the next game, and we were like, oh, no. And there was a, you know, looking back, there was a, if you've not seen the documentary, you might not know what I'm talking about, but there was a massive hate campaign for him, and when he touched a football, boo, that's what he used to, it was terrible. And, you know, I remember sort of reading the papers, and it just went on and on and on. It was just, it was really, I mean, he must have been quite tough to get through that. But it's really interesting. You know, the documentary I found interesting because he was so obsessed as a child with football. As he said, he didn't have many friends. He met more friends when he went into the world of football, I guess. But he used to just be practicing and practicing, and his dad was quite tough on him to make sure that he practiced. Obviously, he had that natural skill about him to be able to play football. And then they went on to him and Posh, or you know, Victoria Beckham, just went on to be the couple that they are, and they've done very well. Seem to have a great little family. I love their little camping place they've got with the kitchen, because he loves doing cooking, and that just looks lovely. And you're like, wow, wonder where that is. Well, it's in the UK somewhere, but they travel all over. And I think, you know, I think they both come across really well in the documentary. I think it's interesting to see him from back in those sort of 90s up to today. What's this? Anyway, sorry, something just happened. My watch keeps pinging every 5 minutes. And I keep thinking it's something to do with my heart rate, but it's not. Like, is it still going? Now, Broken Bear are back. This is their track. It's called I Cannot Lie. Be chatting to Astrid about the Madonna gig right after this. Broken Bear, their brand new release, which is called I Cannot Lie. I love that. Now, joining me on Zoom is the one and only Astrid, who is a local resident here in Brentwood. And I wanted to find out all about Madonna, because she's been in the papers all over social media as well. And Astrid, you were there last night at the concert. How did it go?
Really well, thank you. Yeah, it was amazing. It was kind of a last minute decision. I just suddenly thought, do you know what? Like, she's one of the last like icons left from the 80s. So I was a teenager in the 80s. And I thought, I've never seen her. Not that I'm a huge fan or anything, but she's just, her songs are like a soundtrack to your youth and growing up. And I thought, let me have a look and see how much the tickets are. And most of them were like £200, like really expensive. But then I just had a look on some of the different days, and then I found one ticket on the Sunday that was £102, right up in the, you know, like the nosebleed section. But I thought, I'm just going to go. I mean, I live so close to the O2, so, yeah, and I'm glad I went. I mean, I prefer rock music myself, so I didn't have the same sort of feeling as, you know, when I go to, like, Foo Fighters or Muse, but it was still amazing to sort of see her live as such. I think she was partly singing along to like backing tracks. There was no like live band. It was all done with the the actual songs.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was amazing.
And so there's been a bit of press where people have said, you know, she was a little bit slow on stage, or I think Sarah Vine in The Guardian said, oh no, it's time to put away the corset and all that sort of thing. I don't agree with it. I think she's no. They don't say the same thing about male performers. It's always exactly. Female performers, and you've got people like Diana Ross, who's 80 and still gigging out there. So she got a really good reaction though, didn't she, from the crowd?
She did, and there's obviously lots of like super fans there that were all like dressed up in the cowboy hats and glittery outfits and things like that. And yeah, I mean, she's 65, and the start of the tour was delayed by a few months because she was really ill with a bacterial infection. She could have died basically a few months ago. So she's not as fit and active as she was 20 years ago, but like, who is at that age? And the whole show, I mean, the stage was like set out right on the floor of the O2, so it wasn't like up at one end, if you know what I mean. So there were like lots of like runways and little stages right in the middle, so wherever you sat you would have had a good view of her, and then there were like different screens that would come down so you could actually see it, because a lot of the O2 you're sort of watching it sideways on, and quite often they just have two screens at the front, don't they, so you're sort of diagonally watching the screens. But they had screens, you know, rolling down and going back up, and things going on and all the different stages. So it was just really spectacular to look at. And yeah, she wasn't as energetic as she used to be, but you know, nobody is. And I think she looked amazing. She's still got a cracking body, you know, like my body, you know, at 50 is nothing like hers, or never was. But yeah, she's a little bit slower, but I wouldn't say it's time to hang up. I think, you know, keep going as long as you can. Like Tom Jones is still going. How old is he?
Oh, about 83, I think, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And people do. And actually, towards the end, you know, it's like a sort of story of her career. And there was like different images of her popping up from when she was younger. And then there was like, to age is a sin, sort of those words popped up. And I thought, yeah, like women especially are so scrutinized for how they look. I thought she looked amazing. Like lots of different wigs. So at some point she had like long curly blonde hair, then it was like shorter curly blonde hair, then it was really straight long blonde hair. Amazing outfits, amazing dances. Quite a few saucy bits as well, with like topless male and female dancers dancing all around her. And I was like, oh, they're not wearing anything. But she likes to shock, and I think that was just like her attempt at still trying to be a bit like, oh gosh. She said something, and there was a bit of a muted reaction, and said, oh, was this the Sunday evening crowd, like, you know, have you been to church, you know?
I was going to say, you're also an advocate, because you went to this on your own, didn't you?
Yeah.
For going out, just let people out there know, because it's a new thing on TikTok as well, for women, rather than waiting for your mates to give you a call and do something, is actually to go out and experience things. And you do quite a lot on your own, don't you?
Yeah. I mean, I've been single for a while, and when you're sort of single and you're thinking about, oh, I'd love to have a partner or a boyfriend so that I can go and do nice things. And I sort of had this thought, you know, I shouldn't need to wait for a man to take me out. Like, I can take myself out. And this, you know, I go on like little weekends away, and I'll have lunches out and dinners out. And I mean, I sort of draw the line at going out like proper, like nightlife, if you know what I mean. Like, I wouldn't go into a bar in the evening on my own, because I just feel a little bit vulnerable. But yeah, I went to a, what did I go to? Like a stand-up comedy gig in Brighton. That was, I felt nervous doing it. Like, you feel nervous doing it, but I just say to myself, I can just leave. Like, if I don't like it, I can just leave. And actually, I really enjoy taking myself out. I'm just like, aren't I kind to myself? You know, I bought myself a ticket to Madonna, and I've bought myself a trip to Brighton.
Yeah.
And I think, you have to just, you know, you're going to live with yourself your whole life. And, you know, if and when I do meet someone, I've got a standard, you know, like, would they treat me as nicely as I treat myself?
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, it's fun. It just beats sitting on the sofa every night, doesn't it?
Exactly. Hopefully that's given some people out there, men and women, a little bit of inspiration to go and do something for yourself. To be like you and go and see Madonna or go to a gig or do something on your own. You don't need to take anyone with you.
Yeah. I mean, especially things like gigs or the cinema. Like, nobody cares that you're there on your own. I mean, my God, getting to my seat in the in that steep section in the O2 is pretty scary, just from a sort of vertigo point of view.
Yeah.
Because the, you know, people have to stand up and you shuffle past them. And this, the row in front of you is literally down by your feet.
Mm.
So if you, I was thinking, my God, has anyone ever, like, fallen, toppled over this? But it was all safe. But when I sat down, I was like, right, I'm not moving. I'm not. And she started a bit late, actually. I'd just arrived, sort of, at, I don't know, 7:45, and went to the toilet, and then it said, please take your seats. The show is starting in 5 minutes. So I thought, oh, God, quick, go. I didn't even get a chance to buy a drink. I got some water.
Mm.
And I sat in the seat, and she didn't start for another hour.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I was like, oh, I could have gone and got a drink, but never mind. And then I think because it was Sunday, there's like a curfew, like the O2 has to stop at 11.
Mm.
So there was like no encore at the end, and it was kind of ended on a song that I didn't know. I think it was called Rain.
Yeah,
from one of her later albums. And I thought, as soon as she stopped, she said sort of, thank you, London, good night. It was very abrupt.
Yeah.
And I thought, right, I'm going to get up and go in case, you know, they're going to do an encore. But then there was no encore, so there was a little talk at the end of people going, oh, well, she didn't play Like a Virgin, or she didn't play, what was the other one? I don't know. She played loads of her hits anyway. I'm glad.
I think she's got so many. I think you have to do like 40 songs or something, so we should never get through that many.
Yeah, yeah, no, I've got the set list, so she did, let me just read out a few. Into the Groove, Open Your Heart, Holiday, Live to Tell, Like a Prayer, Erotica, Justify My Love, Hung Up, Vogue was so fun. And she brought some of her kids onto the stage with her. Like her adopted children. Mercy was playing the piano, amazing pianist.
Mm.
And then one of her younger girls. You know the Vogue dancing?
Yes.
That sort of drag queens do.
Yeah.
Amazing. So her little 10-year-old girl was doing that. Yeah, amazing, amazing night.
Brilliant. Well, it's lovely to talk to you, my darling. Good
Thank
news
you.
That you enjoyed it last night. I would have gone with you if I could have got a ticket. I was like so jealous that you managed to go and see her. But as you said, it's like a once-in-a-lifetime thing to go and see an icon like Madonna. So, yeah, if you're listening out there, Madonna, do send us some tickets into the station. We'd appreciate it. But I am going to play a song. I don't know if she did this one. It's Borderline. Do you remember this one?
She didn't do that one, no, but I do remember it.
Here we go, I'm going to play it. Thanks a lot, darling. Take care, Astrid. Bye.
Bye.
she wasn't doing that bit. That is Madonna. Didn't play that one last night. There's so many songs, though. I mean, how could you pick? We'll be having a chat with Scott Ross and Well, who'll be coming up next. Before that, let's get some ads.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
Is slow broadband cramping your style? Don't buffer in silence. Join BeFibre today and experience reliable, full fibre broadband. Enjoy a seamless, free installation and access to our UK-based customer service team. This is what streams are made of. This is broadband as it should be. This is BeFibre. Upgrade your world today at b-fibre.co.uk.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m, contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet 2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take you the stress of booking that dream getaway.
Phoenix FM.
Now it is time for my track of the day. Here is Abby Flynn. This is a first play on Phoenix FM, and this track is called My Own Flynn, and it's out now.
Against. I am looking for someone to improve me or pull me apart. If
That is Abby Flynn with My Own Woman, and that is a first play on Phoenix FM. And joining me in the studio is the one and only Scott Ross. He's got a cracker of a show. How are you today, my mate? Oh, let me turn. I'll turn up the microphone. There you go. It's always helpful. Sorry. That's nice, isn't it?
Well, there you go. There you go.
He didn't swear or say anything awful.
No, I didn't. You tried to catch me on that last week.
So, what's coming up on your excellent show today?
Well, today's show is really out of this world.
No, it really playing is. Your own trumpet.
No. It's very strange. A bit like the show usually is. Well, we've got a couple of literally out of this world stories. One of them actually concerns a real ghost story. It's a ghost story and a half, I'll tell you. And then in the second half of the show, we're going to be heading up into Scotland to the UFO hotspot, the UK's UFO hotspot, to hear about something that's really out of space up there. And of course, loads and loads of sensational music all coming up between 1 and 3 right here on the mighty Phoenix 98 FM.
That's it. Get the right station. I thought you were having a bit of a struggle then.
Well, you know what today is as well, don't you?
What is it?
It's the 50th birthday of Capital Radio.
Wow. And you were there from the very beginning.
Not listening from the very beginning.
Now, we do have Scott Ross coming up next with a great show. Jo Bailey is going to be here with the Drive Time show at 3 p.m. And she's got a guest today, boxing trainer John Ox, who works with young people with mental health issues. 6 p.m. Under the Radar, Andy Gardner presenting 2 hours of current Indian alternative. And he's going to be chatting to Dutch indie band Pip Blom. Turn It Out with Vixter from 8 p.m. playing 2 hours of electronic dance music to broaden your musical horizons. And he will have the webcam on and the disco lights going, so you can tune in on that too. And then back tomorrow morning, it's one and only Mikey Porter with The Breakfast Show. That's all coming up on Phoenix FM for the rest of the day. In the meantime, here is Elton John and Kiki D. This is Don't Go Breaking My Heart. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM. is a classic. Elton John, Kiki D, Don't Go Breaking My Heart, just coming up to 12:39. Just in case you needed a time check. Right, let's do some traffic and some travel.
I love local radio because it's radio and it's local.
Phoenix FM travel news.
All right, let's have a look at the traffic and travel again for you, see if there's any major problems on the roads. It's always a little bit busy around the Brook Street roundabout at the moment, and that is because there's a lane closed on the M3 road due to long-term construction on the M25, which is you can expect some delays. So although it's not showing at the moment, it's a little bit busier than normal getting around the Brook Street roundabout, and that's going to be ongoing because of the building works they're doing on the A12, which is on the Harold Wood side. You've also got temporary traffic signals due to water main work on King's Chase at the B185 Kings Road, and also temporary traffic signals due to gas main work on the A128 Ingrave Road at Queens Road. Heading down the M25 towards Lakeside, you've got a nice clear run, and coming back through the tunnel up to the M11, no issues. A12 is looking fine. The ongoing roadworks, junction 13 to 16 in both directions, while they do those much needed repairs to the roads, just be aware. And there's a road closed due to construction on Magpie Lane both ways from Worley Gap to Childerditch Lane. More traffic and travel with Scott Ross in an hour.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Are you hungry? Why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
With the colder weather, to make those all-important home improvements to keep you warm and secure through the winter. Upgrading your windows and doors with SEHVAC will only help improve the energy performance of your home and save you money on your heating bills, but will also keep you safe with the latest security features. Plus, get up to 35% off windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Visit SEHVAC.com to find your nearest showroom and see our new product ranges. Terms and conditions apply.
Could you give the time? Our St. Francis Hospice charity shops urgently need more volunteers. By volunteering at our shops, you'll be helping us to make a real difference to local people that need our experienced care. You'll also gain new skills and make new friends along the way. Apply to volunteer in our shops today. Go to sfh.org.uk/volunteer.
Phoenix FM.
Don't you be standing.
Sure that Scott Ross loves that track as well. Do you like that one?
I do.
It's a good track, isn't it?
Yep, great.
Yeah,
one.
We like that one. That's Four Tops with Standing in the Shadow of Love. Is Bob back this Wednesday?
Yes.
Is he?
I believe so.
He should be. He's been in Australia and Bali and all over the place, hasn't he?
Well, yeah, he went to Bali to test the water there, I believe.
Yeah, do you know what? I've seen pictures online of him and he looks so relaxed and happy. I said, don't come back.
He comes back here and soon change that.
Yeah, exactly. I said, don't come back. Don't come back to the UK. We're doomed here. It's right. Everyone's miserable. He just looked, you know, I think the thing is he's just had a nice relaxing time, but he just looked so well.
He did.
Yeah.
Soon put paid to that.
Well, that's what a holiday does, doesn't it? You always feel kind of, you know, happy and refreshed. But mind you, if you were on holiday all the time, I think you'd probably just get bored of that, wouldn't you?
Well, I think so.
Yeah.
I think so, yeah. Are you going off anyway.
Are you going off on a cruise soon? I thought you seem like the sort of person to be on a cruise somewhere.
No. I'm not that keen on cruises, to be honest with you.
Have you been on one?
Yes, I've been on two.
All right.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, they're all right, but they struck me as a little bit like a glorified cross-channel crossing.
Yeah, I think the thing, it depends what ones you go on. I think the really upmarket, well, some of them, I couldn't believe some of the prices. You're like about 30 grand or something.
I saw one the other day that is, I think it's maybe like 130 days or something.
Yeah, well,
unbelievable.
A lot of pensioners, what they're doing is rather than staying in the UK, they actually get on the boats and they just stay on them.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Go from one to the other because you get all your food included. You can have a drinks package or you can just buy drinks separately.
Yeah.
But they're a little bit complicated when you look online. My sister does a lot of cruises with her husband. And, you know, they do look like they'd be, you know, interesting. But as I said, I want to be trapped in a great big floating hotel. It's just full of other people everywhere you look.
No, my luck, it'd probably sink.
Yeah, that's the other thing. My mum used to say, I could never go on a cruise because I can't swim. And I went, if you can swim in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean somewhere to get help when you've only got one working arm, mum, I said, good luck. Oh, I know, but I wouldn't be able to. And I said, nobody's expecting you to swim 100 miles. Well done, Eileen. She made it with the one arm. Just she came around in circles. But that's why she didn't want to go on a cruise. I just used to make
there you
arm.
Are.
I can't swim. I said, that'd be the least of your worries.
Absolutely.
Least of your worries. Just come up to 12:50. Let's carry on with some more music before you're getting taken over by the one and only Scott Ross. Ian, do you like a bit of Status Quo?
I do.
Here they are with Rocking All Over the World.
Giddy up and get away. Oh, we're going crazy and we're going to
Quincy Jones and Chaka Khan with Stuff Like That. One and only Chaka Khan there. We're going to end with Rick James with Super Freak, but stay tuned because the man of the moment, Scott Russell, coming up next with 2 hours of 1-2-3. I'll be back tomorrow. Thanks very much to Astrid for sharing her details on the Madonna gig, which was excellent. If you've got tickets to go, you're going to have a great show. See you tomorrow at 10.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.